Hello, and welcome to Zbrovcast, the English language Zbrovcabano podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I have been dragged kicking and screaming into 2026. Hello, David.
Hello. How much kicking and how much screaming would you say of a percentage either way?
A percentage?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I do it in like some like measurement that someone would understand normally?
Well, it's an audio medium as well, so you can, you know, scream a bit and kick a bit, and let's see.
I see. Well, I mean, I'm just conscious that table is glass.
Right, that's true, yeah.
That we do have a guest here.
We do.
And I don't want to put off any potential listeners. And this, you know, if this is their first Broilcast experience and they've gone, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
So can I say, please stick with us.
Yeah.
Not that anyone actually new is listening to this, but Happy New Year.
Happy
to,
New Year, yes.
Everyone out there.
And also, I apologise for the slightly dodgy sound quality because we're having to crowd three people around one not particularly good ambient mic. So,
Fault is that?
Mine. I don't see anyone else volunteering to record, edit, publish this.
Of course not. We've got an agreement. You spend money on the podcast, you edit it, you pore over it, you put all this stuff, and I occasionally turn up. Like, this is how it's always worked.
That's true. Talking of the guest, hello, Liam.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for inviting me on. It's nice to see a real life as Zbrovcast domestic unfold.
Yeah, and really seeing behind the curtain here,
up at
Zbrovcast towers.
Obviously, just excellent makeup sex. What can I say?
May I just say that to all those who said I would never appear on a second tier Czech English language podcast, all I hear is silence right now. So
take that, Stephen podcast. I don't know. Is there a podcast?
There's like probably 10 Stephen podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah, I've appeared on one. They're good. Good guys.
but Stephenage in general.
Shout out to Boropod, who definitely aren't listening. But yeah. Maybe. I don't know. And my mum, who's not listening either. But,
hi, his mum. Hello, Dave. Hi, Dave the dog.
Oh, Dave the dog. My dog is called Dave for reference. So yeah.
Yes.
What are we doing here today, David?
The reason Liam is here is he's been sitting on a football quiz for about a year or so, and we finally...
has been able to flatten it out to...
I had to update it a few times because I had it like a year ago, and some of the questions weren't relevant, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to do that, aren't we? You said it was five rounds of 10?
Five rounds of around, like, I think four rounds of six, and then the final round is kind of something a bit different.
Is it arm wrestling? Is that the last round?
It could be. I can add another round with arm wrestling, which of course is great for a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, a particularly audio medium.
I'll add the noises and, you know.
Anyway, shall we just head into round one after this small musical interlude?
Yes.
Yes. That is the right answer.
So, round one. Yeah, you did say that this quiz was a football quiz, but the first round isn't football related.
Oh, good.
Yes. I mean, what a shame.
Yeah, the other rounds are. But there was something that, as a keen listener of the podcast, something I feel has been missing from recent podcasts. I think you know what it is.
Oh, fuck off! No.
So,
it's bloody rhymes, isn't it?
Let me just preface this. So I've written it down and everything. So as we all know, Zbrovka Brno are huge fans of the inimitable 1970s genre known as disco. In order to celebrate this fact, I've compiled a few questions in a round called Disco Inferno with Zbrovka Brno. So there are six questions.
Christ. Okay, here we go.
That's better than most of yours.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
I had very little to work with, I will have you know.
I mean, you've got some new ones this season. Something with Kana Kamana, I'm sure, could work. But
sure.
Plenty of things.
Right, what do we have to do here?
We've randomly decided that Sam will go first because of general apathy, I guess.
Yeah, reasons.
Or describing me in the break as the guest.
Well, he's the guest of the flat, you know. So am I, to be fair, but I can't play in this quiz because I made this quiz and that would be cheating, I think. So how this is going to work, there are six questions. They are, you can either have it as a multiple choice question for 1 point, or you can try and answer without the multiple choice for 2 points.
Okay.
So yeah, let's just get straight into the first question. So question one for you, Sam. When did Queen of Disco, Donna Summer, release her final album?
Oh, God. Well, I'm going to... So I can take this as a multiple choice if I would like to.
If you want to get just 1 point.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better than no points.
Okay, so is it A, 1990, B, 2000, C, 2008, or D, 2013?
I feel it's as late as possible, but I don't know if she was alive. I'll go for 2013.
You are incorrect, I'm afraid. It was 2008's Crayons, it was called. So,
how will I sleep at night?
She's probably, I thought at that point she may have been too old to play with crayons, but I mean, fair enough, I guess.
You're never too old to play with crayons.
Right? Okay, fair point.
Well, actually, you get to a state where, you know, towards the end of your life, that's one of the things you could, only one of the things you could do, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, on that cheerful note. question two, and this one is for David.
Hello.
Hello. So... Question two. Disco Demolition Night, an anti-disco event, led to a riot at which city's baseball stadium in 1979? So, would you like the options, or would you like to...
Sam is already making frustrated motions, because he clearly knows this.
Should have gone second.
This is like on Uni Challenge, when you're not quite on the buzzer, but you know all the, you know, you know all the bonuses. Yeah.
I thought that would... This quiz might work.
I will take the options. Okay. I sort of have an idea, but I'll take the options.
So, A, New Orleans, B, New York, C, Pittsburgh, or D, Chicago. I said New Orleans in a weird way there, I think.
New Orleans,
yeah.
I don't know, but I'm going to say Pittsburgh...
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
The answer is Chicago.
Okay,
so
great.
So after the first two questions, the score is...
Nil-nil.
The best score line.
They did it at the same time as I believe there was a promotion on it they gave for like $1 beers or something like this. So it turned almost into a riot. And
nice.
There was one of those like industrial machines for pushing, you know, stuff. Like a plough almost, with all the disco singles, with a whole crowd chanting "Disco sucks."
Incredible. Okay, we're on to question three, and that is for Sam again. So,
Liam, give me one of those questions that I know.
You might know this one. So, again, you can answer it with the options or
sure.
Without. Which modern language does the word disco come from?
I would take an educated guess at this.
I would take a guess as well, because would it?
Because
not,
that's not that's
not
what
educated.
We're supposed to be doing.
Yes,
but, you know.
I mean, I would. I'll say French.
You would be correct.
That's absolutely what I'd have said.
Disco.
I mean, it originally I think comes from Latin, but it traces more recent roots to French. So yeah,
that,
French, very good.
Thank you. Give me more ones that I'll answer correctly.
Yeah,
we'll get
yeah.
them just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2-0 to Sam. Yeah, question four. Speaking of Latin, disco means something else in Latin, but what does it mean?
Is it like a discus or something like a platter or something?
Those crisps used to get in school.
Is that, really salt and vinegary they
yeah,
were
oh,
as well.
Were,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That,
brutal.
Great.
Yeah, really good.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, sadly, no, but I mean, that's a good
okay.
answer. I mean, the answer is acquire knowledge. So, yeah.
Acquire knowledge?
Acquire, not knowledge of acquire.
Acquire, yeah.
To gain knowledge.
Right, okay.
Maybe be a more a less ambiguous way of saying that.
Yeah. I mean,
when that ancient library burned down, was that a disco inferno?
Oh, that's good.
in the Colosseum with everyone shouting, book writing sucks.
Yeah.
It's true, it's true.
Litigus succus, or whatever they say in
Litigus succus.
In wherever they spoke Latin, incredible. Which I assume is Latin America.
Right, good.
But that perfectly leads us into question five for Sam. So, who is Disco Inferno by?
Oh no.
That's right, yeah, that's it.
That's the one.
Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. This is the problem. Because I always get part of this song confused with Celebrate by Casey the Sunshine Man, which it could be. I'm going to cut my losses and I'm going to go multiple choice.
Okay, so the options are A, Chic, B, The Tramps, C, Casey and the Sunshine Band, or D, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Is it Casey and the Sunshine Band?
It's not.
It's bloody Earth, Wind and Fire, isn't it?
No.
It's not Chic.
Try again, no.
It's not Chic, I'm saying.
Oh, no, it's The Tramps.
Oh!
I don't know. I've never heard any other song by them.
Surely that's a one-hit wonder. It must surely. Be. Like, I've never even heard
it.
It
sounds like Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Let's check if they've had any other
Come
hits.
On!
Oh, it's spelled with two M's as well. Which
the Tramps.
The Tramps, yeah.
Oh, see, if I'd known it was two M's, I would have got it right.
So they had several albums, actually. So one, two, three, four.
Good
five,
for them.
Eight, nine albums. So, yeah. The most recent in 1984. So,
great. Can I have my question now, please?
Yeah, I'm sure Zborovka fans will love hearing about The Tramps and their several albums. Anyway, the last question of this round, and then it's all football after, so thank God.
It'll be worse when it's the footballers for me, is the problem.
Arguably.
I mean, you've already thrown yourself to the floor in frustration once, which was spectacular, by the way. I mean, incredible. That was unbelievable. I've never seen that before.
You know when I said at the start, before we went on air, that we were, you know,
we're never
going to
YouTube
this.
Yeah. That would have been superb content.
Yeah, we should have filmed it. Anyway, the last question for David of this round. So, which American rapper released a song of the same name in 2004? By which I mean Disco. So a song called Disco.
I haven't got a clue. Multiple choice, mate.
Okay, so which American rapper released a song called Disco in 2004? Is it A, Kanye West, B, 50 Cent, C, Nelly, or D, Jay-Z? Or Jay-Z?
I don't know. Jay-Z?
Nope.
Okay, good.
It was Jay-Z. No, it wasn't. It was 50 Cent.
Ah, Fiddy.
Fiddy, yeah. Big Fiddy.
The only one of those people I've seen live, actually.
How? What?
Reading Festival, 1 year. Oh. He was bizarrely, and this is an unlikely set of circumstances, he was sandwiched between Morrissey and Green Day.
Aren't we all? You know.
Is that when there was a fight? Because was he not there with G Unit? I believe that's
he
what
was there.
Yes. And then they started throwing stuff at the crowd.
No. What happened was basically Sunday at Reading, like kind of late 90s, early 2000s, was like metal. That I don't know why Morrissey was there, but it was System of a Down, Morrissey, 50 Cent, Green Day, that's which incredible. Is a really odd combination
sounds,
of things. Anyway,
that sounds incredible.
I mean, it was wild.
I'd love that,
but. But basically, because it was the Reading and Leeds thing, he'd played Leeds the previous night and had gone down a storm. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd, you know, finished his set, everyone really liked him. But as soon as he came on at Reading, basically everyone had saved up their piss from the entire weekend.
Yeah.
Which, just this absolute fantasy. And then, one of his crew got hit by a camping chair. That somebody had hoyed from the front row.
Oh,
and he stopped halfway through a song. It was about 15 minutes in, and just went, "Y'all throwing this shit now?" Slammed it down and walked off, and that was the end of his set.
That is iconic.
That's happened quite a lot at Reading, because was it not like in 2000? Was it not Daphne and Celeste? Were they not booked for it as well? And they got.
However, they clearly knew what was going to happen. They brought bottles and flung them back.
Uh-huh.
And good Charlotte, I think, actually. Got the fire crew on stage and like hosed the crowd down, which is, you know, they knew what was coming, so, you know, fair play.
Do you remember that time that Nickelback got bottled at their own gig? That was a good one. Are they still going? I hope not.
Yeah.
Anyway, quiz.
Right, let's go on after this little break. Let's have a bit of round two. Are we on
round two? Okay, so we're on to round two of this amazing quiz. We're actually on to a football question, so it's actually arguably relevant, but I mean, still probably not.
You think people listen to this for football?
Well, yeah. Good point.
I hope so, actually.
So what I'm going to do in this round is I'm going to read out a league table from somewhere in the world, as opposed to somewhere not in the world, of course. And you get 4 points for a correct guess of where the country is on the first block of teams.
Mm-hmm.
3 points for the second, 2 for the third, final block.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Keep in mind as well during this round that it may not necessarily be a top flight league, so it could lower down the pyramid to make it a bit more challenging.
Cool. Interesting.
Are we going one at a time, or are we?
We'll do it the same as last round, but this time David will go first.
Sure.
Okay.
There'll be six countries. One extra caveat of this to make it slightly, I guess, easier. Is all of these nations have qualified for the 2026 World Cup.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So that could help with your thinking. And it was also to stop myself from putting the Antigua and Barbuda League in the quiz, which I'm sure you wouldn't have got. Because, you know, big up Otto's Rangers.
Police FC.
That's Trinidad and Tobago. But there's also one in Laos as well, and some other ones around the world, I think. I don't know why I know this, but yeah. Anyway.
You ever kissed a girl, son?
it's a very valid question at this point, I think. I needed that. It's a real wake up call.
So it set itself up. So wait,
it's beautiful.
A real wake up call. What brilliantly cliched answer that is. Wake up call.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'll read the first four teams from this league for you, David. So,
thank you.
I'm going to read it from the bottom up because in theory that should make it slightly harder. But I guess we'll see. Stop.
Sorry, okay. I'm just a massive child.
I know. So, Universidad Euroamericana, Antiquera, Academia Dragones, Napoli Tabasco.
Okay, next.
Really? Do you want to take a guess? That's good, because I love this next team name. I need to zoom into
Here's a technical point. Does that mean that you can have a guess, and if it's wrong, you can keep going, or...?
That's a good point.
Question. I haven't decided on that, but let's say that you get one guess. And if
one guess per thing.
One guess per table.
I think that works.
In that case, can I have my guess for this section?
We should have clarified this before. Would there also be and I think this is equally important for David, would there be a chance to steal?
There could
for,
be.
For like a point?
Yeah, let's say yes.
Yeah?
Chance to steal as well.
Mm-hmm. Ding.
Yeah.
And we're going to go over to the other side for the bonus points.
And that means at least it's in your favour to have a guess regardless. And that mm-hmm. can make it quite exciting.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Okay, can you read those four again quickly and I'll...
Sure. So, Universidad Euroamericana, Antiquera, Academia Dragones, Napoli Tabasco.
I'm going to guess at... my mind has gone blank on World Cup 2026 nations. That's a problem.
You can ask for more though, can't you?
Yeah, but the next round will be 3 points.
I
can't. I can't even think. Yeah, give me the three points.
That's good. As I said, the next team. I love their name. PG Japan. No, PGG Japan. I think. There's too many I's and J's. I need to really zoom in. Huracanes de Arriaga.
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 Pavones ADMC. Universidad del Sureste.
It's somewhere in South or Central America, obviously. I can't think. My mind has gone completely blank of countries that have qualified for the World Cup and any country in South America, any small country in South America. Is it, I don't fucking know, Ecuador?
It is not Ecuador. Sam, would you like to steal for 1 point?
I've been going in between two throughout this as well, and I thought it sounded like it could be Paraguay or it could be Uruguay. I will say that they are Uruguayan teams.
You are incorrect as well. Okay. So that was actually the.
Keep going to see if there's okay. one that we recognise.
So let's keep going. So Felinos 48, Sefor Chiapas, Dragones de Oaxaca.
It's Mexico.
Okay. Nice. I feel like the top might have given it away because second is Cruz Azul
Lagunas. Yeah, okay, yeah. There we
that
go.
Would have given it away. Okay, so no points there.
That's a tough one at the bottom.
I'm quite surprised. I'm quite surprised. I thought maybe one of them would have.
I am absolutely not surprised.
Fair enough.
John Arnold is screaming at the.
Yeah, he is. Hi, John.
So there we go. No points in that first one. But yeah, this time Sam gets the first guess of this one.
And it's going to be like, here you feed Al Khalakhuda. Oh, great. Okay.
So, this league has 14 teams. So, the first round will have two. So, I'll read two teams, then four, then four, then four. Which maybe makes it slightly harder, but I guess we'll see.
14 feels familiar for some reason.
And for this one, I think I can start from the top or the bottom. I don't think it really matters. So
okay, good.
I'm going to start at the top for this one. Malvera, Juventus Evora.
Malvera was the first
Malvera.
One. Juventus.
Juventus Evora.
I will keep going, please.
Okay. Alverca B, Luletano or Lauletano, Serpa, and Elvas.
Elvas. I thought he'd left the building a long time ago.
Hey. Not here.
14 teams. Okay, so. Elvas. This is one of these ones as well, actually. It's quite funny because I think you'd have more of a shot generally, you know, if you saw them written down.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's what makes it kind of.
I can't do this.
Well, of course.
So, yeah.
Right. I'll keep going.
Okay. Lagoa, Alcochetense, Oriental, Portimonense. That was probably more like the language of the country.
I'm going to.
Oh, it's yeah. Portimonense B, sorry.
Uh-huh, Portimonense.
As if that makes a difference.
Yeah, I think it does. Okay. Oh, this could be super wrong, but... Oh, I've got two in my head. I'm going to go for it.
Go for it.
I'm going to say it's Cabo Verde.
It is not Cabo Verde. Would you
I'm
like going to
say,
steal it?
Is it one of the Brazilian regional leagues?
It is not, I'm afraid. It's Portugal.
Is it actually Portugal? Because the last one with the inch, I was like, surely he's not going to say Portugal.
Well,
it must be. I was going, is it that or Curaçao?
Yeah.
This is the fourth tier of Portugal.
Okay, because 14. That was also the thing, because you said 14 teams.
Yeah, 14.
Yeah.
Also, Curaçao speaks Dutch, so.
Of course it does now, thinking about it. But
so, sorry to be the, I don't know.
It's really humbling having a guest in, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Good to be here. Okay, so
at least somebody thinks
not.
So.
Yeah, not good to be here.
Yeah, terrible to be here.
Oh, I wish you weren't here.
Okay, so this next one, David gets the first go at this one. This is a team with 12 teams. A league with 12 teams, not a team with 12.
Scotland.
Teams.
Scotland.
Oh, imagine. Yeah. Okay, so for this one. I'm going to leave one of the teams out, and at the end it will become clear why I've done that.
The team is Celtic.
Yeah, exactly. I'll read from the top because, again, I don't think this one will make a difference. So we've got, I need to zoom in, I've made this too small. Al Garafa, Al Sad, Al Rayan.
Yeah.
Al Rayan was that third one, sorry.
So Middle Eastern League, where's Al Garafa? I know that name. And Al Sad, I also know that name.
I mean, Al Garafa just sounds like a guy, you know.
And it's got a really long neck.
Big Al.
And I can't. I mean, I would think about getting more, but it's just gonna be guessing one of the big money Middle Eastern leagues. I think Al Garafa and Al Sad. I'm I'm going to go with Qatar.
That's exactly what I was going to go for.
That is a very good guess, and it is correct.
Yay!
So 4 points. Well, David takes the lead, 4-2.
Well done.
Excellent guess, yeah. So the reason I didn't read one of the teams is because they are literally called Qatar SC. So,
right.
Uh-huh.
The other teams, yeah.
Is that in the Qatar Stars League?
Qatar Stars
League. Yeah. They should just call it the Qatars League to kind of save time. But bye. Okay, on to question 4. And Sam, it's yours next, right? Yeah, so Sam, your teams are Bristol Rovers.
You put that on the mind because you were thinking of they played the cup the other night.
Oh, did they? Right. Well, I should know that because Plymouth are in Stevenage's league.
Argyle,
it's my team, and, you know.
Argyle won 4-3, I believe, a 7-0 thriller.
Anyway.
I do know about football a little bit.
Okay. So, in all seriousness, so I'll read from the top. This is another 14-team league, so we'll start with 2. And this pronunciation is going to be horrendous.
Oh, do they? Oh, just even before you start, then Liam, do they all have Japanese characters in their names?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully.
Well, that's a limited one.
The first team, Notoden, pause. P-O-R-S is how that's spelled. Pause.
Notoden. How are you spelling that, sorry?
N-O-T-O-D-D-E-N. Notoden. Great name.
I'm tempted to go for it.
Really?
Ooh.
Just for the content. I'll go one more.
Okay. So... Mjøndalen, Bratvag, Kvikhalden, Treif.
Belgium?
Belgium, is that your final guess?
I think so.
It is not Belgium.
Ah!
David, would you like to steal?
For
1 point.
Is it the Netherlands?
It is not the Netherlands.
Oh, thank God.
So, the answer is...
Should I read more to see
if you get it?
Go on.
Vidar, Jerv, Arendal... Eik Tonsberg, Bjarg.
Oh, it's like Sweden or Norway.
It's Norway. So yeah, Bjarg is my favorite.
Bjarg
and Jerv as well, just Jerv.
Okay,
I assume it's pronounced like Jerv or something, but I mean Jerv.
Because the two D's in the other one.
Yeah.
I was like, this could be Flemish. That was my thing.
Can I also apologise to any Norwegian listeners?
There are no Norwegian listeners.
Shout out my friend listener Magnus Carlsen.
Although we haven't looked at our Spotify Wrap this year, there might be Norwegian listeners. I've been saving it, you see.
Oh, I see. Just as it's somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Out on the air, there is a fan, Norwegian man.
Wow, incredible. I should apologise to also Mexican listeners, Portuguese listeners, and Qatari listeners.
Oh, it's not like we haven't apologised to
them before. Yeah. I don't know. And I'll apologise to these next two as well, but yeah. You know who you are if I'm apologising to you.
Oh, this is absolutely going to be one of these rounds, right, where you got that question right and you're just going to be the only one that's going to get right.
Yeah.
It genuinely could be.
We're still on the league, though, aren't we, right?
We're still in the league. So
okay,
I'm enjoying this, even though I'm shite at it.
There are two more leagues. You know?
Right,
so,
okay.
David, you have this one. And this is another... We're back to 16 teams, so I'll read 4 at a time again. So, and I'm going to read this from the top. So... Mulodia Ojda, Mogreb Tetuan, Widad Temara, Amal Tiznit.
Egypt.
Egypt?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
it's
fuck.
Morocco, isn't
it?
It
is Morocco.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Sam has stolen it for a point, so...
Yeah, Widad, I was like...
Widad, yeah.
It's North Africa, it's... Widad Casablanca is the famous... Oh, God damn it!
That's went
in too quickly. That's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth it.
Going in too quickly, story of my life.
Oh, God. I mean, you've got to do it. You've got to go for it.
Yeah.
Got to go for it in this
yeah,
life.
Yeah, annoying. But
for,
there you
for
go.
A non-existent prize on a quiz.
Yeah.
The prize is pride.
Yeah, that's quite a big prize. Yeah,
Orlando!
What?
What?
It's the name of their team, isn't it?
Who?
Orlando Pride.
Is this women's football or something?
Oh,
they're in the NASL or something.
Let me go.
Oh, I
probably.
Oh yeah, I see.
I don't follow football from the territories. What are you on about?
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Point.
No point. Okay, so it's going into the last question, which Sam has first. It is 4-3 to David. So a good chance maybe for Sam to retake his lead.
Or
otherwise, yeah. So
I might just go down to 1 point just so I can tie it up. We'll see.
So this league has 18 teams, but I've cut it down to 16 just to make it easier. I know, I'm amazing.
Respect the
airtight. You know. So yeah, I'll go from the bottom for this one. Don't be filthy, please. So Berricum Chelsea, Holy Stars, Young Apostles, Nations. Yes, there is a team just called Nations. Berricum Chelsea.
Berricum. B-E-R-I-K-U-M.
B-E-R-E-K-U-M.
Berricum Chelsea.
Berricum Chelsea.
And, sorry, once more.
Berricum Chelsea, Holy Stars, Young Apostles, Nations.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what part of the world we're in.
Yeah, I think I'd have a guess at this, but okay. Yeah.
I'm thinking of it. I'll take a couple more teams, please.
Okay, so Vision, Bethlehem United, Swedru All Blacks, Dreams.
Okay, I'm gonna go for it. Are we in the... David, I'm wondering if we're in the home of the dwarfs.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, wow. The pride of Cape Coast, of course. Liam, I could be very wrong here. Liam, I'm going to say it's Ghana.
Ooh, it is Ghana.
Oh, let's go! Yes. Let's go!
Yeah, nice. Exactly what I'd have gone for as well.
That puts you
the
in
stars.
Something that sounded a bit... British almost.
Really good.
It's the one where it's like, because I was going between that and going, oh, it's not like a, you know, something on the, you know, East Coast, Africa or something like this. And then when it's, I think it says Black Star was one of them. I've got to be.
Swedru All Blacks was that one.
Black Star and the Ghanaian.
Also got Heart of Lions, Hearts of Oak.
Cape Coast, Mysterious Dwarfs.
Mysterious Dwarfs, yeah.
Mysterious Dwarfs.
Asante Kotoko, Bibiani Gold Stars. You would have got it eventually, I feel like. As I said, that puts Sam 7-4 in the lead going into the third round.
Big scores.
So, very, very well done. Okay, so we're on to round three. And this is a round that I've essentially ripped off from Career We Go.
Oh, God.
So, and this time I believe Sam gets the first guess. Okay. So, for each player, there'll be obviously a different number of clubs. So I've organised it in a different sort of way. So the first guess...
Do you remember, by the way, David, I did this on a quiz round, maybe on the podcast about a couple of years ago, and felt instantly bad about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bad in what way? Like morally or just...
It's difficult. Okay.
Okay. I'll read... the first group of clubs will be for 3 points, mm-hmm. second will be for two, third will be for one.
And again, is it stealable?
Let's say yes, you can steal it as well. So
I will be doing no stealing.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Sam. So I'm going to include youth clubs in this player's career. Why not, I guess. So we'll start with the first three. Forgive my pronunciation here. Obecny Podnik Lesov Poniki.
Good luck, son.
UPA Futbolova Szkola Marika Hamžika. Maybe that will help. Dukla Banska Bystrica.
Okay, it's a Slovak player. probably. A young Slovak player. Next.
Okay. Dunajska Streda. So he was in the youth setup there and then played there. Komarno on loan. Mm-hmm. Šamorín on loan.
I do not know any young Slovak players.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go again.
This okay. is the last one I can do, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is also the last for the player as well. So yeah. I think this might be the point you get it. Mm-hmm. So, Ružom Berok online. Mm-hmm. Dukla Banska Bystrica online. Dukla Banska Bystrica permanently. There's one more that would give it away, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I should also say these may or may not have a Zborovka connection.
Yes, I mean, it's... Oh, fuck. What's his fucking name? Is it Rimarenko?
It is Rimarenko.
Nice,
so
well
that's
done.
1 point. Very well done. Yeah, at what point did you kind of get it then, would you say?
At the very end.
Is it when I said the Zborovka connection?
Well, sort of. I was also thinking, I was like... yeah, no, I mean, part of me was then sort of like going in between, like, you know, well, it was like, well, Adam Hrdina was in Slovakia, okay. But he wasn't, you know, yeah. going up that way. It was just, okay. And then I was by after you were doing it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you're not going to just give me some random jobber in the fucking Slovak league that I'll have no clue about.
That would be brutal.
Yeah, it's like, what do you mean you don't know Trnava centre back? You know, like,
I mean, you should really, but yeah. Anyway, so for David, this next player. He has fewer clubs, so I'll read two at a time. There'll be three mm-hmm. rounds of two. Club one, Aigle Noir Macamba. Club two, Vishkov.
Yeah.
Club three, Atlanta United 2 on loan.
Oh, that's so easy.
What was the first one?
Aigle Noir Macamba. Yes, I can speak French, listeners.
Then Vishkov, then Atlanta United 2. I know who this is, and it's really annoying because Sam is here absolutely just tearing his hair out. He's
so annoyed.
I would be too as well.
I am historically, as you know, listener, incredibly bad at sort of plucking names out of the air, particularly of Czech league footballers, which is a you know, a fairly severe handicap on a Czech Football League podcast, but hey-ho. Mm. I'm going to have to take the next one.
Okay, the next two teams.
Yeah.
Pinzgau Saalfelde, Xinjiang Tianshan, both on loan.
And the next.
Jablonec Zborovka Brno.
Oh, Kanakimana.
There we go.
I thought of him initially.
Oh,
and I cannot remember him being at Atlanta United.
Because he played, he went back because he was at college in the United States.
That's right. God damn it. Sorry, everyone.
Do I possibly, I mean...
You should
whisper it
to
quietly.
The
if they're all Zbrojovka stuff like this or Czech league players, because I do the previews, do I have possibly a...
I think you do have
maybe.
A... Like,
yeah,
like,
maybe.
First club, Tunbridge Angels. Is it Christiani?
but yeah, I mean, interestingly, I was when I read Pinzgau Saalfelde, I thought they were Chinese at first, but they're actually Austrian. But Xinjiang Tianshan are Chinese, of course. So yeah, really interesting. Interesting career so far. Okay.
This is the problem as well, because we had time off the podcast, right? Because the football and stuff, you just go your head going, fuck's the squad again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not all of they may or as I said, they may or may not be.
Oh, he's covering himself now.
So there could be some that aren't related to Zbrojovka. Uh-huh. I guess we'll see how it goes. So, who has the first guess for the next one? I believe it's Sam. Yeah, okay. So, this time, this player has had a very long career, so there will be five teams in each of them. So, okay, the first batch of teams, and this includes youth clubs, Vigantice, Rožnov pod Radhoštěm, Baník Ostrava, Liverpool, Aston Villa.
Yeah,
come on.
Is this Milan Baros? Or
yes,
it is
it all the way.
It's probably too easy, I would say, that one. So that's 3 points.
It's a bit... When it's like Baník Ostrava immediately, and then after that, it's like, I think...
Yeah.
It was long career as
I
well.
I was worried that one might be too easy, but...
that's absolutely the level I'm
looking
at.
Yeah. This is where it should have been pitched,
honestly. If they're going to England and Club 4, I need it to be that level, right?
So, the next
who,
one.
Who the fuck are Welling?
Okay, so, let me find...
Aston V... Never heard of them.
Good socks, by the way, David. I like
them. Yeah, they're nice. Sort of slightly paisley.
Yeah, I like pattern. That. Touch a class.
They were in...
nice little dress shoe.
They were in 3-for-2 in H&M.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there we go.
Okay, so the next player for David. And this will be 2, 2, and 2.
Great.
Two clubs. So, the first two clubs. Vernerice, Metalworking Děčín.
Great, next.
That may be...
You know
what I mean? Actually, wait.
Fucking hell.
You get fucking Milan Baroš.
Wait. That's a translation. It's Kovostroj Děčín. It's auto-translated.
Yeah, doesn't help. Carry on.
Okay. Slavia Praha, Lons.
Marek Heinz?
It's not Marek Heinz. Would you like to guess, Sam?
No.
Okay.
Can I get the last two?
Yeah. Liverpool, Bordeaux. And then Slavia Prague.
It's Vladimir Smica.
It is Vladimir Smica. So, yeah, no points for that one.
I don't trouble myself with the Bohemian teams.
But yeah, that's quite a tough one, actually, I think. So
I thought that was, infinitely harder than my one.
Okay, so the next one for you, Sam. This is your final one. Mm-hmm. And this will be, again, 2, 2, and 2. Last one will be as well.
Like, you know, started his career in Veruri, Aberdeen, Montrose.
Let's hope so. So the first two
Who
teams.
Is that?
That's me. I bet if I thought hard enough, I could probably get someone, yeah.
So actually, there are...
Jack Milne, possibly?
So actually, there are five teams, so there'll be 1, 2, and 2. So the...
Oh, okay.
I mean, that that makes it quite difficult.
But well, to be really, honest, I got an absolute tap in for the thing. Well, 2-1-1.
I mean, if I include the youth team as well, but they're the same club. So okay, youth team, Dukla Prague, then Dukla Prague. Would you like the next
Could
one?
Be literally any Dukla Prague player. Yeah.
This is... And yet, I'm tempted to go for it. The thing is, though, it's like a new year. No. Okay. Not yet. Oh, maybe.
No.
Because it's a no-risk. It's a no-risk pun, isn't it? If I just go in Dukla Prague, right? Because
if
you go for the Etcher, right, that is absolutely.
It's currently 11-5, so you've got nothing to lose really at the moment.
Yeah, and then you just have the same information.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, do I not get more information?
No, you don't get more. You can steal for a point, but you steal with the information that you have. We will go... I say we, because I'm going to get it wrong and you'll have a crack anyway. We will go for one more.
Okay. Varnsdorf on loan.
Oh, God.
Tabor on loan.
Oh, I should know this, man. Because for a minute I was going to be like... If it's starting with Dukla, is it someone from
Prague?
No, is it like someone from like the 70s,
right,
or something
like that?
Wow. Who's, you know?
Yeah, that's another dynamic to this quiz, I guess.
Yeah, it's absolutely not if he's got Varnsdorf on loan and then Varnsdorf and then Tabor. Mm-hmm.
Or as it translates on my laptop, Tabor region.
Yeah, so, I mean it's the Tabor region. We'll go for them all.
So this is the last two. Not including Zborovka. Slovacko, Banik Ostrava. And then Zborovka.
Oh, who the hell is that?
So that is including Zborovka.
Sorry, it went...
So the last three, I guess. Slovacko, Banik Ostrava, Zborovka.
Oh, who on earth is that? We can cut the dead air.
Yeah.
I think
I know who it is.
I'm going to let you... I'm going to... you know what? In the interest of sportsmanship, I'm going to let you have the crack, David. I don't know.
Is it Jirka Klima?
It is not.
No.
Any other guesses?
No.
No.
So, okay, no points there. Jan Juroška.
Great.
Would never have got that, no.
That's a tough one.
You're getting one team first. Okay, yes.
I mean, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, unfortunately.
Really, really difficult cookie.
Well, I'll tell you
very
whose name I'm not
cookie.
Getting on my shirt. Yours.
Yeah. Fair enough, that's fair. Okay, so David has the final one, right? Yeah, okay, so, round six. This is again 2-2-2. So for the first one, I'm including both the B team and the A team. So Talina Kalev and Amstetten.
Next.
Zbrojovka Brno, Česká Budějovice Online.
What was the first one?
Talina Kalev from Estonia.
Yeah.
I think. Wait, let me check.
They
yeah,
are.
Yeah, of course, Tallinn, yeah.
Talina Kalev, Amstetten. Us, Che Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Okay. USM Alger and Ironi Kiryat Shmona, where he currently plays.
I don't have a fucking clue. Go on, Sam.
I can't remember. Like, he's... Oh, man, if I'm... It's like someone who's, like, really shite.
Was it the...
No. It's... What's his name again? Gambling problem.
Ooh,
he was in debt. Yeah, got chased out of the city.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Winger.
Musa Ali,
yeah.
Ooh. Well, David's got it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I don't care. I just wanted to
get it. Yeah,
that's 1 point today.
No. Absolutely not. No, really? I didn't get that.
I didn't get his name. So no
points there.
No. But you did all the work. I just said his name.
Because for a minute I thought it was that it was your absolute chancer from Lithuania from years ago, and then
I'm absolutely not counting that. You did all the work on that.
So no points.
looking at my feet, rocking backwards and forwards, and going gambling. That's problem
right.
Winger.
That's right. I have already lost this. I don't care about the scores.
This is usually me in the pub after a game, just gambling problems.
I'm just hoping we can get to the end, honestly.
Let's
I think we're going to make it. Do you reckon we're going to save it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know as well that Musa Ali...
I was actually listening
to... were you?
Yesterday.
Yeah. So Musa Ali won the Algerian Cup in 2024-25. So.
Oh, good for him.
Fair play to him, you know.
Had some money on that, I bet.
Good one.
Someone else moved to because the last team's Israel. It's in Israel, right?
Yeah, in Israel. Yeah.
I think we had someone else who moved to Israel. So like someone like Yosefi Oshiru or something like that.
That's
a Lithuanian boy.
Lithuanian chancer,
yeah.
The centre half who had to mark Harry Kane at Wembley that one time.
And Kamso Mara, I think, was in Israel before he joined us.
That's right. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
He's mentioned in the book about Beitar Jerusalem. He received a lot of racial abuse because
I am stunned.
Really?
Not white in Beitar Jerusalem got racial abuse.
Unthinkable.
Yeah. But remember, it was anti-Semitic not to invite their fans.
Oh, of course.
That was the Maccabees, wasn't it?
The Maccabees!
Now, that's probably anti-Semitic, because I'm, like, saying that everyone in Israel is all the same. All racists. Anyway. Maybe let's edit that bit.
Are we going to move on to the final round?
So there's round four and round five.
Okay, right. Let's move on to round four after this.
Okay, so we're on to round four. This round is simply miscellaneous, which everyone
misc.
Loves. Everyone loves
some misc.
Grab bag.
So these are literally...
A potpourri of questions.
These are just...
Hope who?
American lad.
Yeah, good bloke.
Where's a hat?
Anyway.
Hope Uri? Really? Okay, fine. Yeah.
So these are just basically questions. There's no multiple choice. It's just you have to have a guess, essentially. So
like a quiz.
Like a quiz. So David gets the first guess on this one. First question. Which colour is most frequent in the Czech First League home kits this season?
Well, it's quite tricky because there's... like, are we counting, for example, Sparta, are we calling that maroon, or are we calling that a shade of red?
I would probably say that's a different... I mean, I've put it all under kind of the simplest banner, so I would probably put it under the banner of red as well.
And also, when you say most frequent, do you mean the colour that appears most on every kit, or the one that's the, like, dominant colour?
So it should appear on, on every kit.
Well, white.
White is correct, so yeah. I guess maybe that was easier than I thought it would be. So white is the correct answer, so that is...
I mean, everyone's got, like, white, like, sort of panels and stuff.
That's true. I mean, not everybody, I would say. I mean, there are maybe a couple of teams that don't, but yeah, it's a logical guess, and, yeah.
Thank you.
It gives you a point, so...
Thanks.
Now, 11-6 to Sam, so, okay. Question two, and this question is for Sam.
What is the least...
So
orange.
It might be. So Dukla Prague have drawn the most games to date this season. But how many games have they drawn?
Oh, I don't know.
Just have a guess.
Seven.
Oh, it's eight.
Oh.
that's unlucky. It was close. You hit the post on that one. Okay.
You'll get more draws than wins if you do that, I suppose.
Yeah.
What?
Hashtag analysis.
Amazing. Yeah.
Super.
All right, Michael Owen.
Cutting edge. Okay, David's next question. Can you name the two second league teams with the most draws of with seven each? So seven draws each. Which two second league teams have seven draws each?
No, I can't. But I'll have a guess at... Příbram and Chrudim.
Chrudim is correct. So
okay.
I'm going to give you a point for that one. I should have maybe caveated that with, like, if you get one of them, I'll give you a point.
Yeah,
you,
I would have done that.
You've got one
that,
of them.
Yeah.
So the other one is Opava. So Opava and Chrudim.
All right.
That doesn't surprise me, actually.
Yeah, they're very, draw.
Like, but Chrudim don't score.
yeah, there's that too. It's interesting, they're both quite opposite ends of the table as a result. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, question four. This is for Sam. Who did Zborovka last play in Europe, not including the Intertoto Cup, in the late 90s?
So this is the 97 Europe run, isn't it? I cannot remember. Rapid Vienna?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good guess. I believe they played Dunfermline at one point as well.
And they played Partick Thistle.
Wow, I didn't know about Partick Thistle. But
both when they were, yeah.
It's impressive. Yeah, so that's 12-7.
You can, I believe, I don't know where it's gone now, but it was in Udana. You could see, I think it was a programme or a team sheet from the time that Zbrojovka played Partick Thistle.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay, I'm not sure how I'm going to do this next question, but we'll see.
I guess. We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah. So this is for David. So can you name? I mean, again, that's a bad way to phrase the question because you could just say no. Let me just rephrase it. Who are the northernmost, easternmost, southernmost, and westernmost Czech First League teams?
That's a good question. That's really good.
Right.
If you can get two, I'll give you a point. If you can get four, I'll give you 2 points.
First league.
First league, yeah.
So right.
North, east, I think I've got all of them.
North, east, south, west.
Mm-hmm.
So I think north is Teplice.
I need to consult the map here.
You mean you...
I think you're wrong already, by the way.
Yeah, probably.
Just carrot. So north, you're saying north is...
It's probably Liberec, actually. Yeah.
So I've made a note of it, but I just need to double check.
So say Liberec instead. He didn't hear it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Liberec, why not? Western, Plzeň. Southern... Because southern and eastern might be quite close, possibly... Because southern...
Oh, that's a good point, maybe, but...
Right, eastern... Is Ostrava further east than Zlín, is the question. I'm going to say Right. I'm going to say... Uherske Hradistje and Zlín.
So are you saying...
Uherske Hradistje is south.
Are you saying Slovatsko for the south?
Slovatsko for the south, Plzeň west, Liberec north, Zlín east.
That's exactly what
so
I would
close,
for.
So close. So Liberec is correct, that is the most northern. Only just, although Jablonec is obviously
close.
Yeah, they're
close. Yeah, next door to each other.
So, yeah, Liberec north... You've got Plzeň west, that's an easy one. Slovatsko is the south, southernmost, but
say,
the easternmost is someone else. It's not... Who did you say? You said Zlín. It's not Zlín.
Is it Baník?
It is not Baník either.
Is it Sigma almost?
It's not Sigma.
Oh! What have we done here,
you've
Dave?
You've missed out.
Yeah, who are we missing?
Another team in the top league.
Obviously a bunch of arseholes if we've not...
A recent promoted...
Is it Zlín again?
It's not Zlín.
That would be really controversial if it was both the
No, you said Zlín and it wasn't Zlín anyway. So it was Slovatsko in the south. So.
Yeah, but still, that would have been...
Yeah.
What have we missed here? At this point, it just feels like we're just playing this as a team, which I'm fine with.
They play in green.
Karvina.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot
the southeast of Ostrava, yeah.
So,
yeah.
For that one, I mean, I'm going to give 1 point.
I'm not to offend anyone, by the way.
Nobody remembers
Absolute
Karvina.
Absolute dive from a place.
I liked it.
I got served a rock lobasa when I was there, and you got your bag was described as a girl's bag. Remember this? This was the
not by people from Carvin in mind, but by
your own
supporters. Yes, by Lukáš, who, to be fair, was sort of right.
But we had the secret policeman watching us in the pub while we were having a pint.
Yeah. I mean, I liked Carvin when I went. I thought it was okay.
Chickens.
But, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, chickens.
And this is the final question for Sam of this MISC round. And it is, which Czech club used to have Aston Villa in their name?
Was it first name Aston Villa?
It was Aston Villa.
Aston Villa.
Or Aston Villa. Or Aston Villa.
Right.
It's just a couple of bases, so it could be anybody.
But it was Aston Villa team name.
Yeah, Aston Villa was the prefix.
Right.
Team name. If you can call it a prefix.
I mean that is mad and wild, and I'm amazed I've never heard of that.
I'm going to just give you I'm going to give you an answer which I'm absolutely convinced is wrong, but it's the only way that I can make sense of it, which is that possibly the closest shirt colour to Aston Villa's is maybe Sparta Prague, so I'm just going to say Sparta.
It's a good guess and good logic, but it's actually Mladá Boleslav.
They used to be
called Aston Villa Mladá Boleslav.
Wow.
Fun fact as well, there's also an Aston Villa in the Antigua and Barbudan Premier League.
Why the hell were they called Aston Villa Mladá Boleslav?
I can't remember.
Maybe you just like cars?
I think... I actually can't
remember. Nobody builds cars in Birmingham.
Well, I think they formed around a time that Aston Villa were quite successful, I believe, and they kind of wanted to maybe copy that, I guess. I don't know. I can't remember the exact reason, but this was in like the 1920s, so it's very long time ago.
To try and make a team popular and to have fan retention, the last team I would consider for those purposes would be Mladá Boleslav. So, okay, cool.
All right. So, should I read the scores at the end of that round as well? So, Sam is on 12, David is on 8, but this last round is
I think it could
still all to play for, so there's still something to play for. Okay, so we're into the final round, and it's still all to play for. It still could swing, because I think this final round is quite a fun one that could still give David something to play for. So So the final round is essentially guess the Czech league table. As David has the fewest points, he will go first. He'll have the first guess. It will work penalty shootout style. So David will have a guess at 16th place. If he gets it right, Sam will then guess 15th place.
Oh, no!
If David gets 16th place wrong, Sam will have to guess 16th place before we move on to 15th place, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it should hopefully make it clearer as we go along.
You've won it at the death here, David.
I don't even understand the rules. We'll see. So,
I mean, I'll make it clear what position team you have to guess in the table with each round, and then it will hopefully become clearer. Mm-hmm.
And this is tables as they stand now.
As we go into the winter break, because
he knows we don't pay any attention to top flight.
You need to for in advance for next season. This is your homework.
I'm not having this. No nonsense.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Almost sounds like you want us to stay in the second division, David. I don't know what podcast Flinter would think of that.
Yeah, controversial.
Or the new political party.
Someone wants to do Kladno away next season. Like, ooh.
Certainly do.
Yeah, that would be fun, actually. Anyway, so yeah, in essence, David, you start us off. You have to guess the team currently in 16th place in the...
Even in the fucking league?
In the top league?
In the first league, yeah.
16th place.
16th place.
It's the only one I think I know.
It's not quite Banik. Is it part of it, sir?
It is not part of it, sir. Sam, you get to guess 16th place.
Is it Slovatsko?
It is Slovatsko. Yeah. So that is Sam 13, David 8. So David, you get to guess 15th place now.
Is it Banik?
It is Banik, so it's now 13-9. 14th place, Sam.
Is it part of it, sir?
It is not part of it, sir.
Oh, wow, they've gone on
a miss.
They've gone on a journey.
Oh, yeah, they're I'm not going to give anything away, but yeah.
No, anyway, they're 12th. Oh, okay.
They are they're 17th, so yeah, anyway. So, David, you get to guess 14th.
Is it Slovatsko?
Slovatsko were
better. I already got Slovatsko.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did, didn't you?
That counts as a miss, though, I'm going to say.
Okay, so, fair enough, sorry. Yeah,
14th, Sam, again, have another go.
And is it Dukla Prague?
It is Dukla Prague. So it's now 14-9 for Sam. We're up to 13th, David.
Is it part of it, sir?
It is not part of it, sir. Sam, 13th.
Karvina.
It's not Karvina. Back to you, David, 13th.
Is it Slovatsko?
Yeah. They're 13th, 15th and 16th.
Good.
They're having a good season, what can I say? No, it's not Slovatsko.
I'm trying to think who we've said, actually.
Slovatsko?
No. We said that. Did we say part of it, sir?
Yes.
Is it part of it?
It's not part of it.
Well, you know what we should have done at the start of this? Written them down.
Yeah. Yeah, really should.
There we go. This makes it more fun.
Yeah, go on. This is now just a memory game, and we are two old lads. So,
so any guesses? Was part of it to your guess for 13?
I mean, it actually was, yeah.
Okay, so back to you, Dave.
Is it Teplitzer?
It's not Teplitzer.
Fuck's sake. Right. They're always 13th. What's going on?
I don't know.
Can I just keep saying teams?
No. Not until Sam has said something.
Arsenal Tula. No. Will go for... I'm trying to think who's likely to have a shite season as well. I'll say Mladá Boleslav.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
There we go. 15-9 to Sam. So, yeah, Mladá Boleslav not having a good season. So it's quite tight in the Czech league at the moment, so that makes it more difficult, I think. But, David, you get...
No, Liam, this is now just a memory game of who's in the top flight.
It's part of the fun. So, David, you have to guess at 12th now.
Is it Teplitzer?
It's not Teplitzer. Getting ideas above their station, I think.
Is it part of it, sir?
It's not part of it, sir.
Can I just pause that? Has part of it already had a place? And
no.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Good. All right. Good. All right.
Is it me?
It's
you.
Is it Slovatsko?
It's not Slovatsko. No. Again.
Yeah. Like, you know, you keep saying that we're Slovatsko. We're bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I'm absolutely well aware of that.
Are you actually just? Oh, come on, David.
He's waving the white flag already.
Bohemians?
Correct. So that's 16, 9 to Sam. 11th.
Is it Teplitzer?
It's not Teplitzer.
It's a part of it.
It's part of it. So that's 17, 9 to Sam. 11th.
Is it Teplitzer?
No, wait, we've done 11. 10th.
Is it Teplitzer?
It is Teplitzer.
Hey! 10th Blitzer.
There we go. As I say, getting ideas above their station this season. So we're up to 9th with you, Sam.
I'm going to say Sigma Olomouc.
Not Sigma Olomouc.
Bohemka.
We've had Bohemian.
I just said right.
Okay.
Back to you, Sam.
No, I don't think that. Sorry, I've just had a complete blank here. Zlin?
Zlin is correct. So that's 18-10 to Sam. Up to 8th with you, David.
Karvina.
Not Karvina. Sam.
Now I think it's Sigma Olomouc.
So not Sigma Olomouc. Back to you, David.
Slovan.
Not Slovan. Sam.
That's going to be my other. That's going to be my other one. Was going to be Slovan.
8th, yeah.
Slovansko.
We'll edit this, but I'm trying again. I'm just the cogs are slowly turning. I've not even been drinking. Crazy. Craziness. Did we already have Mladá Boleslav?
Yes, we did.
Okay, we did have Mladá Boleslav. I'm trying to envision the map of the country here, and it's not helping. It's not helping at all. Hradec Králové.
Hradec Králové is correct. 19-10 to Sam. He's running away with it. 7th, David.
Karvina.
Not Karvina. Sam.
Slovan Liberec.
Not Slovan Liberec, David.
Okay, so it has to be
Jablonec?
Not Jablonec. It
has to be Sigma Olomouc.
Sigma Olomouc, so 20-10. Next team is 6th, David.
Karvina.
Not Karvina. Sam.
Sigma Olomouc.
We've had Sigma Olomouc.
That's what I just said.
That count, you've hit the post there. Yeah. So that's David.
Jablonec.
Not Jablonec.
Liberec.
Liberec is correct.
God damn it.
21-10. Okay, 5th place, David.
Karvina.
Karvina is correct, hey. Finally. Okay, 4th place, Sam.
Okay, well, it's the big three and them. 4th place. No, they can't be better. Have they gone that low? I think I'm wrong with the order. Pilsen?
Pilsen is correct. So 22-11. Third.
Jablonec.
Jablonec is correct. Second.
Sparta.
Sparta is correct. And first.
Slovacko.
Correct. So Sam, you get the last one with that.
Great.
So,
we're
actually doing this.
We need to do it for the formality.
I like it. Yeah. I believe it would be Slavia Prague.
I'm afraid it's Slovacko. Sorry. So after that incredible round, let's say incredible. Good word for that, I think. Sam has 24 points. David has 12. So Sam is the winner of this
twice as many. Nice.
Random quiz.
I think that was padded out basically by 1 point you trying to chuck it as much as possible.
There was no way I was winning.
In all honesty, I've really enjoyed doing that. I thought it was a real good laugh.
It was
so
very
like
silly.
To,
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
So thanks for coming in and for your time.
It was my
here.
Pleasure. I've always wanted to be on here. So
really?
Yeah. I mean, I always
That's
listen.
Weird.
I think it's fun. You know, I want to be part of the fun. So
are you like? Oh yeah. I was gonna say you're not like a terminally ill child, and my dream is to meet John Cena. Or something
I
like that.
Hope not. I really hope.
I really wanted to meet David from the podcast.
Yeah, the dream has been met.
Rather than all of the other times I meet.
Well, look, I think I speak for both of us, and actually, if I don't, I don't care. But if you know, I mean, we'll be. You know, definitely get you back onto the podcast at some point, either as a for some hashtag analysis or for another good quiz, because I thought that was I thought that was actually very well put together. Thank you. Went in directions that I was not expecting. Yes.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Well put together and goes in directions
you're not expecting.
Can you imagine if that last round wasn't actually like the check top flight and it was like Chet FL scooping a bear? No, that would have been a laugh.
I was tempted.
The Ghanaian top division.
Was also
going
tempted.
Back and forth. Is it Domaj Lica now?
No, it's Slovatsko.
Anyway, thank you very much, listener. We will be back with you for hopefully another winter special, probably next month.
I think we'll definitely do one more, and then whether or not that one is going to be a preview or a feature, we'll see based on time.
We have ideas for features. I would like to do one feature and then one preview.
Well, let's do that then. Yeah. So we'll do a feature one, and then we'll have one which is previewing the resumption of the Czech Second Flight campaign.
Yeah. So thanks very much for sticking with us on this occasion, listener. Thanks to Liam
for
putting the quiz together, and that will be us for this time.
Bye. Den co den tu bloudím jak trávou v brouci, nikdo nechce lásku mi dát. Měl jsem dívky, krásné dívky v rouci, žádná ke mně nežhaví drát. Řekněte mým láskám, jak si dny krátím.